listening to Dishing It Up with Jandy Autry.
Well, I would not want to be in the room when a son tells his parents, yeah, Mom, you know that full ride scholarship that was given to me for college? Yeah, I'm not going to take it. I'm going into the restaurant business. You know, the industry in which 90% of restaurants fail within the first 5 years. But there's no question that John Banquell made the absolute right move because he and his restaurants are flourishing. I'm talking about Ling and Louie's Asian Bar and Grill and Ghost Street Asian Taqueria. You want to know how far passion takes you? Let's talk to John about that. Right, John? You started as a busboy, worked your way up to the owner of multiple locations. It was passion that fueled your success, right?
It was 100% passion and a lot of hard work and long hours to boot. Some arguments with my wife as well about how much I was working. But yeah, I mean, it's all about passion. And, you know, ever since I stepped into the restaurant industry at the age of 16, it's been something that has just consumed my life. And, you know, it wasn't until I really started getting into the finer side of restaurants where, you know, you start involving wine and fine dining cuisine where it really, really set me ablaze and kind of took me to where I am today.
I think that's so great. But, you know, it takes more than passion, as you said, to run a business. You have to know the business inside and out, and you have to consistently deliver what the customer wants. Good food, a fun place to hang out. Tell us about Ling and Louie's. First of all, who is Ling and who's Louie?
So Ling and Louie, we actually had they're fictional characters. We actually have like a 7-page story about them, but the original owner of Ling and Louie's Asian Bar and Grill, who I worked for 10 and a half years, he grew up in the industry in Hawaii, so he saw how the cultures of East and West melded really well together, and he wanted to do that himself out here. So Ling represents kind of this modern Asian cuisine and culture, and Louie is this all-American guy that is all about hospitality and, you know, how we treat our friends when they come over, whether for a dinner party or just maybe to watch a football game, right? It's the ultimate, you know, this is my house. This as much as it is yours. Let's sit back. Let's have fun.
Yeah.
So that's where those two characters came from. And it's actually worked out really, really well for us.
I love that. Tell me about the food. What should we order when we come to Ling and Louie's?
The question is what not
to order.
I think what we like to call ourselves is modern Asian cuisine with American flair. Okay. So it's a hybrid fusion, if you will. So you'll see everything on our menu from our own take of pad thai, which we call the new wave pad thai. It's a little bit more modern take. Orange peel chicken, Mongolian beef. But you'll also see some really cool items like Ling's meatloaf, which is a spin on a traditional meatloaf, which is quite frankly the best meatloaf I've ever had in my life.
Can't wait to try that.
So, those are what you get to look forward to here. So, if you have someone in your family or your group of friends that doesn't necessarily like Asian food, you have those meat and potato kind of American style items that you can order. So, like,
I love that.
Like even as simple as a grilled cheese, we have our own modern Asian take on a grilled cheese with shishito peppers and candied bacon that will knock your socks off.
Oh my gosh, what a combo. Shishito peppers and candied bacon. You had me at those. Listen, so out of necessity, John, created by COVID-19, you launched another establishment, Ghost Street Asian Taqueria. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we, we're operating at 50% capacity right now, as every restaurant is. So we know that we can't really do much more for dine-in business, but there's still a lot of opportunity in the takeout realm. And we feel like we do a pretty good job with Asian cuisine and selling our normal menu items to go. That's comprised about 50 to 55% of our business since we reopened back in May for dine-in. But, you know, I think, you know, people who want Asian food, they know to come to us. But what about other cuisines? Mm-hmm. And so we created this virtual restaurant, which is available for takeout and delivery only. And it's called Ghost Street Asian Taqueria. So we started with the concept because we have a couple tacos, like street style tacos on our menu. And we said, you know what, if we just bring in a couple more ingredients, we can have maybe 10 to 12 tacos on our menu.
Oh,
and
I love
a couple
it.
Other things. So what we've done is really taken the concept of a taqueria and put a complete Asian spin on it. So everything we're doing, we got an Asian guacamole, we got these little wontons or taquito wontons. So our chef said, you know what, I love taquitos, but how do we put an Asian spin on it? So we pulled them up just like we do our crab wontons, and they're filled with chicken and jalapenos and mashed potatoes and a little bit of roasted corn. And we topped them with a Thai chili tomatillo salsa and wasabi sour cream, and they are the most delicious little bites of heaven.
Oh my goodness!
Ever possibly have.
I'll tell you what, John, I'm going to have you back because there's so many other things I want to talk to you about. But I just love to hear those descriptions. October, busy month for you. October 25th through the 30th, Chicken Soup for the Soul Week. That's when people can get Lawn Life Chicken. Your customers call it a hug in a bowl, and then you're involved in the March of Diamonds. Chef Championship, a virtual cooking competition. Listen, we best of luck to you. So proud of you. LingandLouise.com and GoStreetTacos.com. And John, we will see you soon for all of it.
Awesome. I appreciate it, Jim.
Thank you. Have a great week.
You too.
All righty. We'll talk soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Well, BusinessInsider.com says that skincare and beauty is a $532 billion industry. You know, it's an industry that's always evolving, and one of the biggest evolutions and revolutions in skincare are products infused with CBD. Now, you know, I've been talking about CBD for more than a year now. I'm a huge believer in its benefits. I won't go a day without it, and I love the idea of a great skincare line infused with CBD. Well, two women came out of retirement because they agree. Sharon Scar and Erin Dodd are the creators of Traceuticals, the only pharmaceutical-grade skincare line with infused CBD in all of their products. Sharon, congratulations on a brilliant idea. When two best friends get together, anything is possible, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, especially when there's wine around the fire pit.
Tell us about Traceuticals.
Well, you know, we, like Erin and I, as we sat around the fire pit, we were always talking about skincare, of course, and the fact that there wasn't the perfect skincare line out there. And as you mentioned, it's a huge, huge business.
Oof.
So what we really wanted in skincare for ourselves was something easy and something that didn't take a lot of time, didn't require a bunch of bottles on the counter, and actually delivered results. So that's really what we set out to do. I mean, Jan, it doesn't make sense to launch another anti-aging skincare company. Mm-hmm. I always kind of say, has that been done before?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's all over the place. I mean, it can be so incredibly expensive, a couple hundred dollars for a tiny little, you know, quarter ounce. It's just amazing. What was it about CBD in your products that forced you out of a life of leisure?
Well, that's the game changer. That's what made it different. So the only reason it made sense to do this, especially during a pandemic, launching during a pandemic is just insane. But it made sense because we were doing something different. We were going to disrupt the whole skincare industry.
Mm-hmm.
So we took CBD, as we know, is a natural anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, all of the things that you want for your skin.
Yes.
It works the same way that it does for wellness issues in your body. So that's what we really set out to do is take the active ingredients that are scientifically proven to work for anti-aging your skin, retinol, hydroxyacids, antioxidants, formulate them at a high enough level that you actually get results. Because if you go to the department store, they may not have active ingredients, and you may pay a ton of money for those for those items.
Oh, I can't wait to
really
try it.
What you really need are the pharmaceutical grade.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're on the cutting edge, you know, and COVID has destroyed so many businesses, Sharon, but for some, it's really presented opportunities, and you're one of those because you've got a new product. Tell us about Maskne and what your product does for that.
Well, again, back to the anti-inflammatory aspects of CBD, the calming and soothing aspects. So mask need, this is something that's affecting everyone. We're wearing these masks all day long. So we have a product called Mist Me Baby, which, and we tried to have a little fun with naming the product, but it really is, it's a calming, soothing coconut water, hyaluronic acid, full spectrum CBD spritz that when you take that mask off, you just give your face a little spritz. And what CBD actually does for the skin is it fights free radical damage. Again, it's calming and soothing. It'll help minimize pores. It also visibly reduces the oil on the skin. So if you think about what's causing that maskne, it's bacteria and dirt that forms underneath the mask, and then the fabric of the mask just rubbing on your face. So you give it a good spritz, and then the rest of the products. I mean, what we really wanted to do is take CBD and not go at it from the wellness benefits that everyone else is doing. We only are looking at it from a skincare perspective.
Love it.
So we've infused it in every product that we have. Again, it's three simple steps. It's so easy to use. It's very gender neutral. It applies to everyone. It's a great acne fighter.
Yes.
There are a lot of things that CBD does for the skin.
Well,
it really truly accentuates the other ingredients.
Well, and we talk about maskne, it's mask acne, and people are getting, they're breaking out, they're getting rash. So this is awesome. We've got to run, but I just have to ask you, your products are American made and Leaping Bunny certified. I have to know what Leaping Bunny certified is.
Oh, you do. Absolutely. No cruelty to animals. No animal testing. Never, ever, ever.
Wonderful.
We're vegan. We're, you know, but that's what we're truly proud of.
Well, Sharon Scar and Aaron Dodd, Trayceuticals, so excited for your products. So proud of you. Cutting edge. There's just no downside here. Trust me on that. And to get more information about their great line, just go to Trayceuticals, TRECEUTICALS, Trayceuticals.com. Sharon, thank you so much. Have a wonderful Leaping Bunny certified free day.
Oh, thank you so much, Dan. We appreciate it.
We'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we'll be right back.